The Taliban and the US have forged together a set of goals to work towards peace in Afghanistan. Dr. John Bruni is CEO of Adelaide-based think tank Sage International Australia. He told The Wire's Henry Wilson the negotiating parties have come up with a 9-point plan, but it isn't necessarily representative of all the interests that need to be considered.
Well, essentially, this nine-point plan has a lot of very blue-sky political points, which includes the creation of an inclusive, democratic, federal Afghanistan. Considering the fact that the Taliban are primarily only interested in looking after Pashtun interests, and they want a stable Afghanistan so long as it's on their terms, politically speaking, from an internal Afghan perspective, I think that you'll find that the government of President Ashraf Ghani, who has not been part of the talks, it has to be said, and is holding back from everything to see where the Americans are jumping at this point in time, if the Afghan government that is currently in charge of things is not going to agree to the 9 points in the end or wants to have them significantly altered to suit its own agenda, then these peace talks stand a very good chance of failing.
The Taliban are asking for an inclusive Islamic government. What would that look like?
Well, it would look as ideal as possible on paper. It's always going to be the implementation of such an agreement that's going to be a problem. Afghanistan has been bereft of a strong central government, you know, in spite of, you know, American support over the last 18 years. So will the government of Ashraf Ghani, if he accepts the 9-point plan, will he have the capacity to deliver on the 9-point plan? I suggest strongly that he won't, and Afghanistan won't be able to measure up to these 9 points. However, the 9 points serves as a justification for the US to be able to bail out by saying, well, now the Afghans have got a plan, and it's a good plan, and it's in keeping with the spirit of American democracy and democracy promotion.
Are there any groups within Afghanistan that the Taliban don't recognise and would not be recognised in this arrangement?
The various Shia militia in and around the western area of Herat would be obviously a problem. There are still some forces up in the north of the country, the Uzbek forces in particular, that would be a problem in terms of how the Taliban would be able to, you know, measure up internally with. The Taliban only works for trying to dominate its area of Afghanistan. And if it can push back against these other minority militia groups / political forces within the country, they will do so, and they will do so with violence if necessary. So the likelihood of everything going pear-shaped and a civil war taking place as a consequence of the agreement going pear-shaped is a very real one.
And while indications that talks have been successful so far, today the Taliban announced that the US troops would be withdrawing, but this has been denied by the US. Does this indicate that perhaps the two groups aren't seeing eye to eye?
I think it indicates something else. I think it indicates the fact that the United States does not want a rapid withdrawal of its presence, because I think that Washington understands very clearly that such an evacuation of US forces would lead to a power vacuum that will alter the local balance of power among the internal groups vying for influence. Then there will be also the much broader power struggle that will take place between, for instance, the Pakistanis, the Indians, the Russians, and the Iranians, who all want their own agendas being served in Kabul. There is both an internal issue at stake, if you look at a rapid US withdrawal, which will alter the local balance of power, but then there's also the external balance of power that will also rush into Afghanistan to take its slice of the action.
Dr. John Bruni speaking there with The Wire's Henry Wilson.